My abode is in the full assembly of saints. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today is the feast of the Presentation of Our Lady. We celebrate today how her parents, Saint Joachim and Saint Anne, brought her to the temple at the age of 3 and handed her over to live there for a long time as a consecrated virgin, that in the temple Mary might serve God alone. And children, every morning when you come to this school, you are also imitators of Our Lady, because you come to a school which is also a church, a temple of God, where God lives and whom you come to serve. Today I'll tell you about a girl named Lily who lived in Philippines and who was an exemplary student and died at the age of 17 in the year of 1938. Before her death, she wanted so much to enter a convent, to become a Mary-like total servant of God. And she was also known for converting lapsed Catholics and Protestants to the Catholic faith. So Lily was also an example of a good Catholic who wanted to convert heretics to the Catholic faith, just what in Cincinnati did Sister Blandina, of whom the bishop preached you yesterday. This girl from Philippines was called Arceli Tanedo, but her parents and her friends always called her Lily. Her father was an officer in the Philippine army, and she was the oldest of 4 children, born in May 16, 1920. In school, Lily was always very bright, and what's even better, she helped her classmates in their studies when the subject matter was very hard. When they tried to thank her, Lily would merely smile and say it was nothing, and continued quietly with her own work. Her mother always said that Lily was a good girl and never gave her any trouble. She was never heard to speak mean words to or about anyone, and when sometimes some of her classmates would make fun of their teachers, Lily would quietly remind them that it was not a nice thing to do, since the teachers were really trying to help all the boys and girls in the school. When Lily was 16, she moved to the capital, Manila, to study in St. Scholastica's College with the Benedictine sisters. She was extremely bright, and one of her teachers later said that she always left her assignments in time with clear and neat writing, which gave away her simple and modest manners. But she never bragged or showed off her intellect. In fact, had it not been for her homework and occasional tests, the teachers would not have even known that she was the most clever girl in the class. The teachers also never saw Lily downcast or in a bad mood or excited. When they sometimes were strict with her, she never showed any regret and was faithful to the teachers, whom she learned to love with a pure and sincere respect. All the while Lily was away in school, her mother could hardly wait until vacation, when her beloved daughter would be home again. But Lily was kept so busy that she scarcely had a chance to spend any time at home when vacation finally came. She spent several hours each day in the church, teaching religion and holy songs to the little children. And when that was over, she would visit the poor and sick people, who enjoyed having someone come and cheer them in their sufferings and hardships. On many occasions, Lily also converted excommunicated Catholics and non-Catholic Protestants to the Catholic faith. Lily was the great example of being good, both in word and in deed. When she was in the church, she was very devout and realized every minute that she was in the house of God and that she should spend her time praying and adoring her Savior. When the classes were over, she was usually in the church or in the study hall or at the piano. After she would graduate, she wanted to enter the convent and spend, like Mary, all her life adoring Jesus. But in October 1937, Lily got a very bad disease of the lungs. While she was in the hospital, she converted a Protestant nurse who was attending her. Here we can see that the child, while sick almost to death, was thinking of saving souls for Jesus and the Catholic Church. A few days before her death, Lily asked to wear the habit of Our Lady of Lourdes. So her mother ordered a blessed blue belt from the Lourdes Church in Manila, and it arrived just on the morning Lily died. On that day, there was a radiant glow on her face, and her eyes kept gazing at the picture of Mary, and Lily's arms stretched longingly up to the Blessed Virgin. And then she died, all ready to join her beloved Jesus and Mary in heaven. When she died, her little brothers were not notified of her death, because they were then alone with the servants, without their parents at their home. So they never knew that their sister was wearing the habit of Our Lady of Lourdes, as she did at the time of death. And yet, when one of the servants came home quite late at night, a girl in the habit of Our Lady, and whose face was exactly like Lily's, appeared and stood in front of him. Then the figure walked away and went down the stairs, just the way Lily used to walk when she was going to church. The servant tried to touch this beautiful vision, but it disappeared. Children, in every aspect, Lily Tanedo was an example to us when we are doing our work in God's service, studying in this school. Lily spent her short life believing the Catholic faith and doing her duties well, and telling people to believe and convert to the Catholic faith. Even though she never had a chance to dedicate her life in the convent, she was taken to heaven to the group of saints wearing the blue colors of Our Lady. And we also, in the words of the Collect of today, pray that through the prayers of Our Lady, we may also be found worthy to be presented in the temple of God's glory. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.